All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I am joined with Juanito. Juanito, can you hear me, Juanito?
Yeah, hey, look what I got. Look what I got.
Oh, you're...
I'm loose.
You're on a little stroll trying to work those off, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm not working them off yet. I'm going to have them, and then I'll work them off.
There you go. Well, there is, Juanito, there's so much going on right now. I just did a show with Rosangel Perez, the Entertainment Edition, on, you know, really the spiritual war that's happening right now. And it seems like they're going all in. And I think signs in the heavens. We were talking about just the degeneration of society that's taking place right now. What women are doing on OnlyFans for likes. It's disgusting. I don't even want to talk about it here. But Stephen Baldwin leaving these cryptic messages about they're all getting rid. It's all of them. They're all going down type of thing. I mean, it looks like this is coming to a head. And I think it was today or yesterday, I think you told me that, or I don't know if you told me, I heard it from other places, but they're now flying a black flag over the White House. Is that correct?
Well, I've seen the videos. I'm not there in person, and I haven't got anybody right there right now that can go vet it or fly it. That was yesterday. We have a POW/MIA flag that we fly on certain dates, and so that we commemorate those that are still, you know, unaccounted for. But that's not a date that would normally be associated with the POW/MIA story, December 22nd. So, I could be corrected on that, but the videos I saw, the flag did not appear to be the, I just bought a John Deere tractor yesterday. Don't tell anybody. Anyway,
one?
A big one. Yeah.
John, so, I mean, John. Called you John. Juanito, hold on. Well, I'm actually right. Hold on. 1 second, Juanito. Let me knock this out for my audience. Folks, I got to do it, Juanito. I got to roll.
Okay,
I gotta
all right.
Don't eat breakfast until you learn about the caloric bypass. Okay. All right, Juanito, you listening? Your breakfast is setting you up for the entire day to either gain weight or lose it, Juanito. The term breakfast literally means to break your fast that you started the night before. About 4 hours after your dinner, your body switches from nutrients we get from food to the stored glycogen we have in our bodies. Once glycogen stores are depleted, typically after 8 to 12 hours of fasting, the body shifts into burning fat for energy. Fatty acids are released from fat stores where they're converted into ketone bodies through a process called ketogenesis. Then when you eat breakfast in the morning, the body starts this cycle all over again. This is where the caloric bypass comes into play. Dr. Gundry, a heart surgeon in California, learned that if you break your nightly fast, which you should be doing right now, Juanito, with something called MCTs or medium chain triglycerides, you can actually keep burning fat throughout the day and use it for energy. But there are specific types of foods that contain these MCTs. Using the breakfast breakthrough, he was able to lose 70 pounds, Juanito, just through diet, and he did this in his 60s. You can find out all about this exact method by going to healthyfat.com/Nino. That's the healthyfat.com/Nino. Click on the link below, folks, and get started. All right, Juanito.
I gotta mention one thing. You know, by the way, it was my mother-in-law. Is that a cool tractor or what?
That's pretty cool, yeah.
It was my mother-in-law that gave me the cookies. So there's a certain authority there. And I have to, as a matter of courtesy,
eat them.
Eat cookies that come from my mother-in-law. I mean, I can't not eat those.
Especially
during the holidays. So, yeah, I'm like on a mission here. And you know, I can lose about 8 pounds just going 4 miles. Because I've got dual quads. Yeah, I've got dual quads on the 66. And so I stomp on that thing to the ground. It'll go through a gallon in 4 miles. And so there, you know, 8 pounds a gallon.
There you go.
I can lose a lot of tonnage pretty quickly, you know, and I can go 4 miles and, you know, at those speeds at about,
is that like a farmer's market that you're at, or what is that? I mean, that's what I would think.
No, it's just an area where, the person, Mr. Simplot, loved old tractors, old machinery and like that. And he wanted to preserve it. And so he did. And it's just, you know, to me, I just love machinery. I love machines that do work, that do stuff. And it's just fun. I do. And out in the future, yeah, the cars are getting more incredible by the hour and the day, and the technology, it's just, well, oh,
Well,
you
Juanita,
know,
let's
but
jump
hold
into
on,
this
hold on,
because
hold on, hold on. I gotta tell you a little secret. This is not out in the public yet, so we'll just ask a question. But see, a really big crack showed up, and they thought it was a little crack and did a little fix on it a couple, like, three times, and none of the fixes are holding. So they're gonna have to do something with a really big, very expensive piece of equipment that Russia and the US and a few other countries share authority over. And it could be a very dramatic thing. So I
Oh,
expect.
hold on. That's a huge con for my audience, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, do we need to
Oh,
explain? I mean,
big,
folks, I
big
might want to
20 chat.
rewind that. So you might want to rewind that and listen to that again.
Ooh, it's a bad crack too, and it's not just going to be a crack in relations, man. This thing.
See, people really need to pay attention to you when you talk, man, because, man, you'll lull them to sleep and then boom, give a knockout blow, Juanito, and it's just like, man. That right there, I know what you're
That'd
talking.
probably be front page every paper on the planet here if when they announce it, decide they can't announce it. And from the people on the technology side, you know, it's a really tough call because it's more than just what it symbolizes. It's kind of a little piece of glue that holds us together with, you know, these other countries. Will it survive past, you know, Trump's return? And, you know, or is it another wedge between us, that, you know, something where we don't get to, you know, have a reason for collaborating and working together and all that? Oh my gosh, it's
Well, let's talk. I want to talk
plus
about.
life and limb are at stake
I want to talk
because.
about all that on the back
Yeah,
channel
I
of
don't think I
Nino's.
want to get into too precisely the specifics yet.
But you could talk precisely about it on Nino'sCorner.tv.
No, I don't think I will there. I'll just tell you that this is a really big deal. And if
Well.
things start coming unraveled, in the way that it looks like it, I don't see a way around it from
Okay.
what I understand of the issue. It's severe enough that I think everybody will be talking about it, and it's not it's not bombs or anything like that, but it'll have an explosive effect when, you know, it goes where it's going to have to
Do you
go.
think this comes before or after Trump is inaugurated?
Well, that's part of the question. When do you discuss exactly what is going to happen? Well, they don't actually have a precise solution because under the circumstances, there's life and limb at stake. And then there's, you know, what's the procedure? There's already been things go wrong, and now you got something more going wrong. What's the best way to do it without ever, you know, scaring the living daylights out of everybody, including people that are directly involved in their families as you work through the logistics of, you know, addressing the problem. Not everything is politics. Not everything is, you know, budget and money, you know, life and limb at stake, and the whole world will be aware of it. And then, you know, making sure that, when you have a final parking place, it's an appropriate parking place. You didn't get anybody on the way. So I'm trying to make sure I don't say any bad words that are exactly
Well, I want
give
to
the whole
talk
thing away,
about
but.
you've always talked about a halt coming, and it kind of didn't happen that we when we thought it would happen. But you're saying no, we're not there
Oh
yet,
no,
right?
I th no no I, let's let's all the way along, back for a couple of years before the election itself, I said we may not have the election completed on time. Okay, so we've gotten through election day. We've got a conceded the election to Trump as a win. We've had the Electoral College, and so we're, most of the way there. We're going to have a event to seal the deal, but all of those, Trump still is not,
No, I
sitting in
hear
the chair,
you. No,
right?
you're right.
So, as I've said all the way along, there's, a lot of checkpoints, but we may not get through this election on time, and that's my,
Well, be careful
one of my
on Flood. You
concerns.
got to be real careful on Flood. Let's talk
Yeah,
about
yeah,
that on
yeah.
ninoscorner.tv,
Yeah,
please.
we'll talk
We'll
about
go
that.
there. You said we'll go over there right after this, right?
But let's finish before we started
Let's
here
talk
a
about the
moment
black
ago.
flag over the White House. That's what I want to
Okay.
talk about on YouTube.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is, that flag, at least the video that I saw, normally you can make out the markings of the MIA POW white markings on it, and I didn't see it on this one, but there was a daytime shot, there was a nighttime shot. When was it flown? It was flown on December 21st. So at 4:19 a.m., some people put it down at 4:21, 4:20. Those are East Coast times. Washington, D.C., at 4:19 a.m., they had the winter solstice, which means that the sun is as far south on the horizon as it can go at 23.5 degrees, and then slowly begins its return to the north. So another way of saying it is, we're at the darkest day of the year, now headed to the lightest, which will be in June. And so 6 months later, as the earth goes through this angle to the sun that gives us our summer, winter, and all those types of things. So in North America, December 21st, yesterday, was the longest night, shortest day. And within the black flag, there's lots of meanings of black flags. And we know that flags have been used as a form of communication within the various camps and out to the world by different of the teams, but specifically was chosen by Trump's team as its secret coded communications channel. And so there have been answers back and forth as though it's ship to ship talking. The language of semaphore is the language primarily, but it can be used anywhere, primarily used ship to ship communication. And one of the meanings of the black flag on a ship is that a mutiny is underway and a warning to any other ships. It also a black flag.
But if it's at the White House, who's sending out the warning? Is
Well,
it Biden? Is it Mr. T? Who's sending out this warning?
and of course, one of the times that we had previously where there was a question on a flag being flown, there was a question whether or not there was somebody on the inside sending a message that was contrary to what the administration would have sent. And I think it was snuffed out, but there's questions here. I don't think, Nino, that I've been busy on other stuff, so I don't have a direct insight on this. I think it's an interesting thing. I think it's an interesting conversation, but this is one of those ones where within your listenership and within the various communications channels, I think it's a conversation that would be interesting for our folks to have and get to the truth of it. And find out, is there, in fact, was that a solid black flag? Was it a MIAPOW flag? Was it somebody messing with the video? Appeared to come off the official, White House monitoring one of the sites. So, but people are pretty good at altering stuff. And some of the programs are pretty amazing. So, It'd be interesting to verify and know what we know for real and not just think we know what the story is on that. But it looked, looked convincing to me. So if it was a black flag, ship-to-ship communications with the flags, you'd run a black flag if you didn't have a gap or time for a gap. You might run some flags up that are saying something to a particular ship or to all of the ships around you, and then you'd put a gap. Everybody would know that with a long gap that the next group of flags is the new message. But if you're trying to communicate stat very quickly and you don't have time to run a gap, then you'd run a black flag. Everybody knows, okay, end of message, begin new message. Well, at the longest night of the year, moving to from the shortest day of the year to a longer day of the year, if there was some urgency and you ran a black flag, then maybe you would be wanting to hurry up and continue those communications somehow and get to the next message. And of course, that day in a dark to light theme, well, that has the meaning to a lot of the people in this audience and out around the country. So the question is, was something being communicated there? Certainly, it was interesting that Melania. How many times have you seen her wear the same dress twice? I don't think I've seen her wear the same dress twice, but at Thanksgiving, she wore, in the language of flag, a dress that she also wore at the beginning of this last year, was on the Match magazine's cover out of France. And that was a variation, cubes on their side.
Horn.
Which would be an extension of the cube dress that she wore, the last dress she wore while President Trump was still president after they left the White House as she got off the plane at Mar-a-Lago. So is there some continuing messaging here from both sides? And the other thing is, let's say somebody's talking to one group and the other group flies their black flag. Well, what one group is trying to say might not be the same. Let me use this example.
So
Five is.
they're signaling, they're talking to each other by these signals and signs and flags and dresses. That's how they communicate to each other.
Well, yeah, it's like in your face, but it's a secret code.
Kind of
And
like
so.
when also Trump plays that song at the end of his, right? I mean, what is it? The
Nessun Dorma.
Pavarotti.
Yeah, Nessun Dorma. Well, Pavarotti sings it best. It's from a very famous opera, but Nessun Dorma. And it's on our coin, the Megadur coin, this end of the year edition here. It's only going to be out for a couple more days for 2024, by the way, over at Jennifer Mack, the JenniferMack.com and over at Gumroad. But the deal is, they're sending coded messages back and forth. Trump,
Oh, yeah, but don't say that on here. Don't say that. I know what that
I
means.
won't say
That
where.
means down
Oh my
south.
God. It's like yeah, club's open, man. Operators standing by. Oh my gosh.
What about the drone stuff? When a lot of people are freaking out about that. I heard there was some over Phoenix. They've been said to be spraying in New Jersey. Now we're hearing the water could be contaminated in New Jersey and New York. What's going on with that? What do you know about that? I remember when I was flying into LA not too long ago, you said, man, I wasn't going to tell you, but there was some drone activity happening at the LAX, and I didn't want to
Yeah.
scare you. And I was like,
Well,
what are
there's
you
all
talking
sorts
about?
of different, there's all sorts of different levels within our own DARPA technology, which is Defense Advanced Research Program, and other aspects of our military. Some of the stuff that's out there is absolutely mind-bending. Most people just can't even comprehend. Some of the stuff looks like anti-gravity, and there is a certain charge state across the surface of the Earth that allows them to operate a certain way. Some of it's done with extremely highly compressed gases and a charge state that's added to those gases. And so the things look rock solid right in a place, and and it has no, it's spherical. They have a number of them that are spheres. And I had one of my very close friends, one of the guy that patented a very unbelievable thing when he was still 17 in conjunction with one of the big aerospace companies. He was there as an intern and had something patented that's still used today. This is 30 years ago, and he was in a particular location on something I think about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, and on the way to where they were going to look at this process, he had the chance to observe one of these spheres for the first time, and he said, it was just shocking. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. It was like defied all physical laws and everything else. He couldn't believe it. I thought, that's simple. Did you notice the gas is being shedded out at different places periodically? Yeah, what was that all about? So we have some pretty amazing stuff, and a lot of it, to even skilled eyes looking at it, it's like you're looking at something from 200 years in the future or something, and it just isn't. The short version is, we're going into a different stage in our engaging with our various enemies. And so part of the problem is you have AIs that can control the movements, a lot of this stuff, but the AIs still need humans to tell them kind of what to do and to sort through some of the information that they're gathering like that. So it's a combination of a human and an artificial intelligence to run, operate, do the things they have to do. And you can't allow yourself to think that it's more complex than it truly is. Yes. If you were looking at a microwave just 10 years before they were made public, oh my gosh, you might have thought, this is alien technology, but it's not. Just isn't. It's a bit more explainable than that, but it doesn't mean it's not pretty amazing and pretty cool. And then what are they doing with the drones? They're not out there just playing around. This is a multi-billion dollar operation. You've seen all the little Google camera cars running up and down the streets everywhere. I had I was looking at something in front of the house with the boat. And I noticed, somebody showed me a Google Space or something, and I could tell them exactly the day they took that picture, even though it didn't say on this, Google Earth site or whatever. Why? Because I had a neighbor that came over and parked his boat at my dock, and I knew exactly what day that was, and it was only there for a day. These drones are doing something similar to that. In order to be able to tell the terrain, even though you have a satellite and stuff like that, we're looking, allegedly, Trump has talked about this publicly. In fact, they've complained that he needs to have his security clearances pulled or his, because he violated his non-disclosure agreement about it. But they're looking supposedly for nuclear materials, either dirty bomb materials, which would be any kind of radioactive material, such as we use to make X-rays or other things, or certain types of business or equipment that needs radioactive material for different reasons, or the missing nukes from Ukraine from the 90s. And by the way, these particular devices require regular maintenance. They're very complex, and the triggers are excruciatingly complex and do have decay involved. Tritium and other things. So they have to be serviced in order for them to be functional fairly regularly. And I can guarantee you they haven't been serviced since the 90s as needed. So you could have a great big fizzle, and in fact, the material needed to cause a detonation in a nuclear warhead is highly explosive all by itself. It hurt people if it's in the right exact location, and it could spread radioactive material around an area, but it wouldn't, it would be a
So there
fizzle.
could be multiple psyops being run here with these things.
There is,
Okay.
multiple psyops going
With
on.
one, well, with that one, can we stop right here and then can we take it to the back channel on ninoscorner.tv and talk about those psyops? Because I don't want to talk about it on YouTube and talk about what you think is going to happen before inauguration.
Well, before we leave, let's say there's a couple things that probably can still be answered here without losing.
Okay,
I don't want to
fair
hurt your
enough.
listeners.
Fair enough.
I do think that we have to understand that both sides, all sides, there's actually several, are highly motivated in these last 30 days to the transition of power from one side to the other. And there's, you know, if the transition doesn't happen for any reason, who benefits? The guys that are trying to buy time and could be bringing us into, you know, some kind of a direct conflict. I will tell you this from let's just say the Russian side. They're moving every single day closer and removing more and more thresholds, trigger choke points for that are restraints from going nuclear. And the stuff in Syria, stuff in the Mid East, you know, the financial stuff. You know, Putin has basically said at this point, they are completely, in their mind, authorized to use whatever force necessary, including nuclear, to protect themselves. And they are in a fairly desperate situation. They are very aware that that transition of power happens, and probably we're going to back off from a nuclear confrontation because it's not going to be in the realm of possibility for this incoming administration.
So you think we could hit a climax before inauguration?
Well, or the inauguration would be delayed,
Okay,
which is
let's
what
get
I've
into that.
said all
Let's
the way along.
go into details on that on .tv. I'll see you over there. Does that sound good, Juanito?
Sure. Anything else that we need to cover before we leave here? I'm
Yeah.
just trying to think for your listeners.
The JenniferMack.com.
For the Megador and the FLOTUS coin.
Everyone gets pissed off when I bring you on, but you're radio. I don't think people understand how radioactive you are. I don't even
Well,
say
let's put it this way.
your name on here, Juanito. I say Juanito.
Tino,
I don't say the
we
whole.
say that. Let me just qualify that. Anybody that questions that, we had something on a particular name. I can't even say the name here, and I talked about it being radioactive. I had to have my radioactive suit on because I had somebody right beside me. So radioactive, we couldn't even say his name. And we were getting ready to do something fairly significant. This is months and months ago, and I'm sure everybody in this audience, your audience, knows what that name is. And we had something before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I don't
We
even
were
want to
going
talk
to,
about
we
it.
were, well, okay, but we were going to talk about it. This is radioactive. We can't even say the name. We didn't even say the name, Nino. And within 3 hours of that, it's actually about 2.25 hours
Yeah,
in
but
an extrajudicial action that we can't even find attorneys that have even seen this happen before. The whole thing got on the shelf, shut up, like it wasn't even happening. And that was after Trump had retruthed the same stuff. So it just goes to, and that was like
it's
4 days
just
earlier.
where
But
we're
us
at.
talking about it on your show, Nino,
I know.
got it
It's
sunk so fast. So there's plenty of people in the right places paying attention to what we're doing when we talk here,
Yeah,
believe
this
me.
is for a certain type of audience, man, that understand what I mean. It's real, man. The war is real, and it's like you. I mean, I'm one of the last ones on here. And there might be some new people coming up and coming on, but from 5 years ago, I think I'm like the only one that's still on here. That's in our
Well,
niche.
there's a couple there, but you know, let me just say this,
Okay, a
Nino.
couple, a few
Yeah.
maybe.
And some of the guys are trying to push the limits a little bit and are better at it than others. You know, lots of them have been taken off. I mean,
I know.
and they can't get in. They have to come in 5 different news stations and everything else. But let me just say this, Nino, and for everybody that's here right now, We do this because it allows the host to make a little bit in the advertising. It is a more common site out across the world for people to get access, so we want them to be able to get the chance from other locations. But that's not going to last forever. I believe as this goes where it's going to go over the course of the year, a lot of the safeties restraints that these people have put in place so that we don't get to talk about certain things are going to get ripped to shreds.
I agree. And
And
I just want to wait it out.
right. And so we're kind of trying to stay in the zone, stay viable, long enough to ride this through. And then, yes, I got it. You got a paywall for what you're doing, but you can't do what you're doing for zero. It costs, and you've got people that subscribe there, and we get to go into a little bit further. It's, at a certain level, it's not right.
Well, let's
When
get
this whole
over
thing
there.
gets right, when this thing gets right, Nino, we'll be able to have advertisers advertising on subjects that they want to cover, including the stuff that you want to say. We'll have free speech back, which is really what America's all about.
And
And
yeah.
these people that have been choking it down are going to look like the dumbasses they truly are, and the smart asses and the
Gotta tell you
assholes
one,
and everything
every
else.
time I put one of these videos up, I get man,
Ah,
they're
the pucker factor.
chingazos, bam, 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 chingazos. Oh, what the hell? I can't take this anymore. But I mean, it is what it is.
It is
These
what
are
it is.
actually a treat. This is a treat to my audience on FluffTube. As painful as it is to listen to, it's a treat. All right, Juanito,
Well,
I'll see you at Nino's Corner.tv.
the only thing I want to say is that help people. When you see people talking a bunch of smack, just remind them, it's because of we're trying to do a little something here, and not everybody has the money to go subscribe, and I get that completely. So I try to give as much as we can and have a little bit of fun. We do understand how painful it is for folks, and it is grinding, but you know what? We're going to get through this, and it's going to be a different world on the other side of it. And we're not going to be denied at least the opportunity to, send a little something here or there. We're going to get through this and be on the far side, and we're going to yuck it up and have some real fun. And the dumbasses that are trying to choke us down are going to look like exactly that,
Dumbasses.
dumbasses. Okay.
All right, Juanito.
So,
Thank you.
all right, bro. All
All
right.
right. See you at Nino's Corner.tv. See you there, folks.